I know I was frequently criticized for things like can't keep his hands off of others, you know, and won't sit still, things like that. But I don't remember ever being criticized by my parents for low grades, so I must have had pretty good grades, I think, through grade school. When I got to, I think it was seventh grade, a report card came back, and on the back the teacher had written, "A wonderful boy should always be on the honor roll." I thought, wow, why don't I try for the honor roll sometime?
There you go. How did you decide where to go to college? It was a fairly important decision.
I think it was early in my senior year of high school, and I thought I should be thinking about what I'm going to do after high school. But I hadn't thought much about it. I was kind of a, I won't say a playboy, but a play-at-it boy probably would be more like it. My father said to me one day, "Son," he said, "you're going to have to think about what you're going to do. You can't stay here with us forever." And he said, "What I'll do is, if you'd like," I said, "I'll help you buy a good used car, and I'll buy you a suit of clothes, and you can go out in the world and find your way." He said, "I'm sure you'll make a good job of it." Or he said, "I'll send you to college. I'll pay your tuition at college." But he said, "It has to be a college in South Dakota, and it has to be Lutheran."
It narrows things down.
There is one Lutheran college in South Dakota, a few blocks from my house in Sioux Falls. So I lived at home and ate at home and had all the advantages of home living and all the advantages of college classes.
I know for a fact you're an excellent teacher, and I just want to ask, what do you think your biggest challenge was as a teacher?
The biggest challenge, Ron, was keeping up. I was always falling behind, you know. I would have a syllabus made, and I'd end up being a day behind, and then 2 days behind, and then I'd have to catch up. And it was painful because I wanted to spend more time on these wonderful authors, these pieces of literature that I enjoyed enormously. And I enjoyed helping the students find their way into some tough stuff, you know. The easy things were easy, but the tough things, poetry, you know, poetry is a really interesting challenge for a lot of kids. And so you need to use all your powers of persuasion and examples and suggestions and, you know, colorful language, anything. Act it out if necessary, whatever it is. If you need a rose, you pluck one out of the air and you look at the rose. You know, I suppose
you developed some very interesting techniques for teaching grammar, for example.
Yes,
and
that was short-lived. I loved diagramming, even though it was out of fashion among a lot of English teachers. But I worked up something called living diagrams. And I would have the students diagram sentences with parts of speech. Somebody would be the subject and somebody would be the verb. And if an active verb would point, and if a verb of being would simply stand, arms at side, and then others would attach themselves, direct objects, object complements, subject complements, modifiers of all kinds. I had people sitting on the floor. And usually the class wasn't big enough to do a really compound, complex sentence. So most sentences were simple or maybe occasionally a compound sentence.
Yes.
And they enjoyed it, but it was more a fad than a useful teaching technique. Oh, I'm sure a few students learned from it. I still miss teaching. I miss the classroom.
We're almost winding up. Are there any questions you wish I'd asked that I didn't?
No, you know, you and I have been good friends for a long time. I met you first when you were a senior, and I was in my first year at Augustana. And we worked on many things together in the department, of course. We did a book together, which is one of my great pleasures, a book of poetry. And I think I may be the only partner that you've had in any literary enterprise. Maybe you've written with somebody else, but I don't know.
No, I think that's true, really.
And we did some, there were some pretty good poems in there, and I wouldn't mind being remembered for one or two of those.